Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones. Here we are. It is New Year's Eve, and I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are indeed delighted to be with you live right now.
Wow, and we are live from Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary. We have people here literally from all four corners of the world. Every continent has gathered here at Tosa, and we are so honored that you are joining us here right now as well. This is a super big show, so sit back, strap in, hold on. It's a big one.
Absolutely, because we're on the cusp, coming up on the super moon.
Woo! Oh. Already waxing. Hey, did you catch that moon last night already, Shri? I mean, it has just been glowing. And today, guys, we want to talk about the 2018 overview. And then you've got to make sure you make a note to be with us next week, because this is a two-part show. Today is all about the year. It's all about New Year's Eve, and next week is all about January. So really, I'm almost losing my breath. There's just so much energy, so much happening.
Indeed. You know, it's a fitting culmination to a year that has been dynamic with its movements.
To say the least.
And I was chatting with somebody, and we were talking about 2017 as if it were a wind that was blowing, and sometimes more fiercely and other times more gently, but there was always a breeze.
Yes.
And that,
which means you can sail.
Yeah, which means you're leaning in or leaning out.
Exactly.
And that's truly a metaphor that works in many ways, because when we lean in, what we're saying is, I accept the possibility mm-hmm. of using this energy.
Yeah.
And when we lean away, we're saying, no, please, no more.
Yeah, no mas. And beloved ones, here we are. Now, of course, we are live. We would love to connect with you, offer you a mini soul reading, hear what you have to share. That toll-free line to call in is 888-627-6008. Write that down, 888-627-6008. Now, remember, the lines fill fast. As a matter of fact, right before we hopped on, I think our producer told us the lines were already full. But hold on to that number, because as soon as we say hi and goodbye, that would be your moment.
Yeah, we will indeed do our best to say hello to everyone who's calling in. One of the things that I want to celebrate with each and every one of you, take a breath.
Whoo, yeah.
We made it.
We did make it. And how many of you weren't quite sure if we would all be here? You know, there were so many different energies and prophecies and predictions. And guys, if anything, may we stand today as a community of divinely guided and ignited individuals celebrating the power, the passion, and the perfection of positive momentum. Because your presence makes a difference. This community makes a difference. And we are so glad you are here.
Positive momentum is springs forth from a heart that is in its true sincerity, because a sincere heart is always positive. And from a sincere heart, we can only produce positive creations.
Love that. And today on the show live, before we are done, we are going to offer you what we have been blessed to be received, known as the Freedom Activation. And this activation we will be doing with you live on air. And we encourage you ahead of time, visit this show often, go to the archives often, and continue to do this, especially during this month of January. So, Shri, let's dive in. Let's dive into the energies upon us, right?
Absolutely.
I think we should start right now with this day, this New Year's Day. And hey, whether you're getting us live or in the archives, this is valuable information.
Absolutely. And the thing about energy and growth and momentum is that you are at choice. And as you listen to shows in the archives, you can pull in the information shared. You can benefit from it regardless of any calendar that's flopping around in the wind.
Indeed.
And right now we are at a wonderful crescendo moment.
Yeah.
And this moment is continuing to rise even as we speak.
Actually, literally rising.
Yeah,
it's literally rising.
Yes.
Yeah.
And And in many ways, it's important to just take a moment and smile at the previous 12 months.
Ooh, yeah.
To realize that the ride you have shared has brought you to the place you are meant to be.
Yes.
And the ride you have shared may have had uncomfortable moments. It may have had beautiful scenery moments. It might have just felt a little tedious at times. But nonetheless, it has massaged each and every one of us to be more of who we are.
You know, take a moment right now, and if it's safe to do so, bring your hands to your heart. There you go. And just, yeah, breathe in, relax, feel, lift, be, and celebrate. Really, honestly, allow yourself to celebrate that you are here right now. Literally right now. And in the presence of being here right now, make in this moment a mental, kind of like a little mental picture or a little spiritual picture, whichever way is comfortable for you. Where were you this time last year? Scroll back. Take a moment. Where were you this time last year? What was going on in your life? And where are you right now? Now, I don't want you to lose your breath over that. I heard some people going, okay. But give yourself the moment of just really connecting with that and being present with that, my angels, because the fact that you are here now, the fact that you are walking the walk, you are talking the talk, is what's in front of us. You know, January is a powerful month, and we're going to talk all about January in detail next week's show. Remember, this is a two-part show. But just to give you the teaser, January is about living authenticity, and that's going to bring forward with it a lot of fascinating energy. However, in this moment right now, we are in the energy of the first of two blue supermoons, guys. Two, dose, right? And it's the second supermoon of this three-part trinity that opened up in early December. We are free of the Mercury retrograde right now. We're out of the shadow energy. It's done. We are claiming our clarity. We are harvesting the blessings of 2017. And we are moving into a crescendo peak moment. I'm almost losing my breath talking about it. A crescendo peak moment that is rising with, and when you said rising, I love that. It's rising with the full moon all around this planet, guys, right now. Remember, in some parts of the world, we're getting pretty close to the new year already. Yep. And so this is a very powerful moment. This show is broadcasting as that energy is coming up on our planet. Can you feel it? Can you feel the moment of fullness? And this supermoon, the one that's rising right now, that's going to peak between January 1 and 3, is all about power. The key is, are you claiming it as empowerment? And this full moon, this empowerment, is where we begin the overarching energy for the entire year. And the entire year of 2018 is about anchoring stability through Shanti Bhakti Ananda.
Now, stability is often misunderstood because some people say, no, I don't feel stable unless I'm holding on to a piece of rock. Versus the stability of your own energy, the stability of your open heart, which will allow you the safety and the creativity to walk in any situation. When our heart is activated, when we are confident of our divine connection, then we are confident, period. There are no buts or exceptions. And so it's important to understand that anchoring stability through bhakti, Shakti and Ananda is really saying that I am living peace, love, and joy.
Absolutely. Because that's really what it is, isn't it? Shanti Bhakti Ananda is when we can transcend the words even of peace, love, and joy and be stable in our divine presence. And this is so powerful as we come into this supermoon of power this evening, because each being will find their stability. Now, I want you to really breathe in what that means. Every single being is going to find their stability. And sometimes there are beings that find their stability in chaos, that find their stability in pain, that find their stability through helping others be unstable, right? And on the other side of that, there are those of us, especially those of you that are tuning in, that we find our stability through our unwavering connection, that divine communion of oneness, the shanti, the peace, the bhakti, the love, the ananda, the bliss, the joy of knowing that we are here, we are ready, we are open, and we are guided. You know, beloved ones, there's so much information to share, but let's just begin by reminding you that deep within your heart center, now take this in, all right, breathe, just really breathe and feel that. Deep within your heart center, you are already clear that right now, this moment is the time that you have prepared for. And that for everyone, for all of those who choose to, this coming year is an abundantly rare period of escalation and rapid ascent. We are entering kind of the midpoint of the 7-year escalator of expansion, right? This opened up in 2015. It's going to peak in 2022. 2018 is kind of like a year at a time. It's like its own little power, but it's a powerhouse year. I just can't say that enough.
And 2018 offers you an opportunity to fully integrate the gifts of that which has gone before, an opportunity to live your authenticity and be prepared for the next acceleration. Because while the movement of upliftment is continuous, there are times the wind blows a little harder.
Oh, yeah. And the energy of clarity that we're in right now, and we talked a lot about this. You might have watched our YouTube video. Hopefully, you signed up for our New Year's newsletter and you got that. Plus, we have another big newsletter coming out tomorrow with a lot more about January. But remember that this energy, that bullseye, so to speak, is right now. It's right now. It is rising with that first super, the first blue moon, the second of the three super moons that we have been talking about. And that if you are ready to claim this, right, as this energy arrives with the full moon on this evening, right, this is when that arrow that shot out of the 4x4 July and started moving in August, is it's going to hit the bullseye tonight. For those of you that choose to claim that energy, it will very, very quickly, I mean like almost instantaneously, clear you from this pull of the planetary thought body that is seeking to keep so many beings in fear and distress. Because by connecting with this ray of divine support, and that's what's hitting tonight, anyone who comes forward with a sincere heart will anchor the presence as a guiding light for the entire year. I mean, this is just big stuff.
It's a moment where you can consciously choose to align with your highest purpose, the highest truth, the moment where you can say, I am, and just breathe.
Woo! And there's nothing you need to do, nothing you need to say, nothing you need to be, just be.
Now, the contrast to that state of isness, that state of authentic energy, is to have allow yourselves to be affected by the planetary thought body. And now, this is what is going on in large part in the outer world, in the mass consciousness, because the planetary thought body is a creation of third dimensional consciousness.
And it's goopy.
It's goopy and it's predominantly based upon fear and separation. The fear energy, the anger energy, and all of the offsprings of fear and anger are circulating there.
And, the extended family.
Yeah, all of these coarser emotional energies, these frequencies that are separating you from your divine joy.
Yeah.
Now, those energies are part and parcel of density, and they just happen to be thicker, stronger, more active at this time in history because of the grander cycle that is going on. Well, the planetary thought body is just waiting for another participant. So, to the extent that you are hanging out in negative social media, that you're hanging out in the 24-hour news cycle, you're going to be bombarded with a lot of this thought body creations.
Yeah.
And it's like Velcro wanting to suck your divinity into a lesser form.
If you pay attention to it, because remember, this is about anchoring stability. And so it's like, how do you anchor stability? Also to remember, my angels, that the time of hiding your truth is over. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go stand on a corner and shout it. It doesn't mean you have to let everybody know about it. What it does mean is just that lifting through the planetary thought body by simply living your truth, right? That's all you have to do. If you live your truth, you will be able to lift through that goopy planetary thought body, and it will assist you to sustain the energy of the yoga of self-ascension while minimizing the influence of the planetary thought body as part of your life experience. And again, that's part of that arrow of energy that shot out at the end of August and is now coming in tonight, this moment, hitting that bullseye. And it's going to be like a huge wave of energy. And it's very, very fascinating to look at the weather patterns. It's very, very fascinating to look at the climate energies and the things that are happening. We're seeing things happen on the planet right now. I mean, my goodness gracious, we have sharks that are freezing to death off of Cape Cod. That is a sign of the shift that is upon us. And there is an energy that is coming in, and it is powerful. It is potent. And if you are awake to it and you lift through the fear-based planetary thought body, it will empower you and take you to extraordinary places. And this is why today on the show, you want to hang with us. We're going to be doing this freedom activation. It's very, very powerful.
The one thing to remember also is that if you find yourself ensnarled in fear or anger, if the moment you catch yourself there, say thank you.
Always hand to heart, and it's got to be sincere.
Because when we bring our hand to our heart and say thank you, what we're choosing is to transmute that energy and come back into our center.
Yeah.
Fear is a gateway to your freedom when you bring gratitude and consciousness to what's going on. And so why not use everything in your life to support your awakening?
Exactly. Why not? I love that, Sri, because, you know, as this year 2018 is coming forward right now, there are beloved angels. There are many who are just going to fall into the negative pull of the media, negative predictions, that addiction to pain and other things, because there is a literal rising tide. Sri's been talking about the wind. We have this big supermoon energy coming in with this year. We have another supermoon, which will be the closing supermoon at the end of the month. We're going to talk more about that next week. But as this rising tide of information comes in, and when you would choose to dive into that ocean from the game board of the planetary thought body, it seems overwhelming, right? It can just be vastly overwhelming, and as if nothing's going to resolve. It can be scary. It can lead to so many different things. Yet the recent and continuing climate shifts and the polarity experiences, guys, these are all part of the mastery experience. They really are. And it's important to recognize they are not the only thing happening. If it catches you, if it gets your attention, then it's just a momentary reminder that in that moment, you forgot that you can anchor your stability in Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. And so it's important to remember that each time, every time you connect with something that seeks to call you back into pain or fear or anything less than joy, that's the moment to call forward your ascended presence and to claim the vast amount of divine assistance that has come forward now. And there's only one secret, right, guys? Here it is. There's only one secret to remaining in the support of the infinite. Make it a priority. That's what anchoring stability is all about. And the energy of January and that authenticity, it's all about making a priority your joy, your peace, your love, your presence.
Your commitment to living a life that is filled with the blessings of spirit is basically every moment that you can remember to take a breath with presence, to celebrate the joy of being alive, to notice the beauty that's around you. Now, I want to speak to something that we haven't talked about before.
Ooh.
And that is that there are many folks that are saying, well, you know, I felt a sense of dread, or I felt a sense of fear, or like there's an impending something.
Now, let's stop a minute, because we want you to really hear this, because this is part of what's happening in 2018. So just take a moment. The reason we're talking about this right now, guys, is because when we can allow the divine energy of the ancient memories to come forward and see them for the truth of what they are, that is a mastery moment. And right now, in the energy of this waxing supermoon, in the release of the Mercury retrograde, in the recognition of what's before us, this is the moment to really heal that energy.
Each and every one of us has had many lifetimes in form. And those lifetimes in form did not all end in a pleasant transition.
Right.
What's happening for most folks that are on a path of awakening is that your history, these memories, the veil between lifetimes is kind of folding back into oneness. And as it folds back into your being, the veil is a little thinner. You might have memories coming forward, and the memories are first recognized as a sensation, not necessarily the details, but just that overall feeling that came forward in a lifetime. So whenever you're having feelings of sadness or dread, or you notice that your heart's moving a little faster, that's a time to pause, a time to bring your hand to your heart, to breathe, and make your choice once again.
You know, every being, every single being on this planet has a soul memory of events from past lives. Now, whether you're conscious of those memories or not is irrelevant, because the past is the past. It's not now. It's merely a mastery energy that is assisting you. And so what matters is that the source of these memories comes forward to assist you to fully awaken now. That is what matters. And collectively, a lot of people are saying, you know, I don't know why I have this sense of dread, or they might point to many of the, let's face it, we are not going to take time on the show to talk about all of the things on the planet that are seeking to keep you in fear, panic, and away from your mastery. We don't need to do that, because there's plenty of other places that will do that. You're here because you already know you're the master. Deep within you, you already know you're ready to break free. You already know that this is the moment, right? And so it's important to remember that for many people, this is often a first felt as like a sense of impending danger. Like, it's just like this random sense. And sometimes it can manifest in simple things, such as sometimes knowing intuitively what not to pursue. And what it gives you is discernment, right? And so allow the energy of the collective healing to be the blessing that will anchor your stability in 2018 and catapult you forward. Now, you know, we've been talking about this for months, right? We've been talking about pay attention to where you're going to be. If you're catching us on the other side of the world, you're already in the energy of your new year, and we celebrate you and thank you for being first to bring this energy in. But pay attention, my angels, to where you're going to be and who you're going to be with, because this energy that's arriving as a powerful, almost like a shockwave radiating around the planet this evening, is the first of its kind, and it is unlike any other. And for all of us who are in form right now, you could be 100 and whatever years old, this is a unique moment that's initiating a unique year. The vast energies and the events of 2017 came forward to challenge the third dimension. And let's face it, guys, the third dimension has been really challenged this year. And sometimes you have to be challenged to wake up. And that's the gift, in that in those massive energies that have come forward, many, many, many have awoken and are ready to claim the blessing of their abundant nature. Now, something you guys already know is that this is an 11 year. Right? 2018 is an 11. An 11 year is divine service to the vast awakening as a mirror. You are the divine mirror. The one plus the one will always equal one. And so you are that divine mirror of harmony, of energy. And the key is, if that mirror is placed in front of you right now, are you ready, willing, and able to love what you see? And Sri, we have so much more to share about that, but I'm looking at all these beautiful people that have been waiting to talk to us.
Absolutely. We're going to head to the phone lines and welcome some more conversation into this show. So I want to say we're starting at line 4, and we'll say hi to Sabina from California.
First time into the show. Namaste, beautiful angel. Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. How can we serve you?
I like a mini Soul reading.
Oh, well, thank you, Sabina. It's so nice to hear from you, my love. Sabina Angel, if it's safe for you to do so, I want you to close your eyes and relax. And just bring your hand to your heart if you can, or feel the energy of your heart expanding. And there is a lot of information coming in around your physical health and around your physical environment. And the energy is coming in from all of these different angels, and it's really beautiful. I see them coming in from many, many different areas, and it's like they're flying in and they're saying it is time to clear. Clear. That in your life, it is time to clear away. If you have clutter or things around you that don't serve you, time to safely just say thank you and release it. And with respect to your health, they're saying it is time for you to get clear on what you really want in your life. And they're saying get up out of your chair, drink a glass of water, smile at those around you, and celebrate that you are alive now. And carry that energy of celebration into every single thought and every single thing that you are getting ready to do. And when you do, and allowing that to happen, there's also this for you, this energy of four around you. And I love that you came in on line four. There will be a new balance, a restoration, and all the directions will harmonize around you. All of the energies will harmonize around you, and you will find a new center and a new place and a divine creation before you. And so, Sabina, welcome. We are so grateful that you are here, and happy new year, my angel. Many blessings.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, my love. Many, many blessings.
Well, let's all take a breath and smile. Ooh. As we open our hearts to send love to everyone who's tuning in with us today. We're going to head now to line five, and we'll say hello to Lindsay from Illinois.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Namaste, Sherry and Kira. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's our joy.
Lately I've really been struggling financially, and when I did the practice you sent through your newsletter, the biggest thing that I really wanted to focus on manifesting in my life was something where I could live what I love and earn an income doing what I love. And I absolutely love doing Reiki healing for others. And recently I've been actually offered a space to practice in, but my fear has been holding me back, saying, oh, you're in a good, steady job. Stay in that steady job. Don't go live what you love. And I truly, truly want to live what I love. And I was just wondering if you could ask my spirit guides if I should slowly transition into this career, or if I should just go for it and take the leap.
Well, Lindsay, I'm smiling from ear to ear because literally before you got done, I heard, it was so cute. They were doing the hokey pokey, you know, put your left foot in, put your left foot out. And they were literally saying, take your days off from what you're currently doing and get out there. Make your business cards, put up flyers, talk to everybody you know, let people know, go to local stores and let people, you know, metaphysical stores or something, and offer free sessions. Let them see how talented you are. They're saying if you put yourself out there, the results will be very powerful. And tonight, you need to see clearly yourself. And they're even saying, it's interesting, even dressing differently. Put on some clothes tonight, something wild, something you would never wear. Put it on, dance, dream, be, feel. And I'm watching your hands. And like, even as I'm sitting here with you, look at my hands, Sri. My hands are turning all these beautiful colors right now, and I'm feeling all this energy running through them. And they're saying, you were born to do this, and the universe will gently guide you. Stick out your hand and add the action, and by the end of this year, you will be very grateful. And so it is, my love.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful. Namaste.
Yes, you are. Many blessings, Lindsay. Namaste. Whoo, wow, Sri. You know, for everyone that's on the phone right now, it's just, and everyone that's listening to the show, do you feel the power? Do you feel what's coming? Because 2018 is the year of anchoring stability. And we are in a moment. We are in a crescendo. It was really important for us to be live with you on this day. It was, and we are in a crescendo moment. And we pray that you got our newsletter with all of the suggestions and invitations for how to celebrate this evening, because this is a moment where if you commit to you, if you give yourself just this one moment of commitment, it will manifest in a flow that will blow your mind. Let go of the planetary thought body, guys. Let go of the chaos. Yeah. You've got to let go of that.
You know, so often we have a dream, an urge, a yearning, something we want to create or do, and that we keep it on the back burner because it feels risky or unconventional or unpractical.
All the above.
And it's very important to recognize that the energy of creation is harnessed when we have a vision and we take action toward and with that vision.
Yeah.
So this doesn't mean you throw away the past. What it means is you begin anchoring what you want to call in for the future. And to begin means take some small steps. And then later on, you'll take some leaps. But the key is, if you've been hesitant, if there's been something that's been cooking inside of you and you set it aside, we invite you to use the energy of this new Year's Day, of this beautiful full moon, to bring it forward and let it be seen.
Remember, the arrow shot out from the energy of the 4x4 in August. It has been steadily racing. It's hitting the bullseye right now, this minute. It's hitting it, and it's sending out a literal, it feels to me like almost a sonic shockwave around the planet. And the key is going to be that it will touch every being on this planet. Every single being is going to be touched. The question is, how are you ready to anchor your stability for 2018, knowing that simultaneously the month of January is about authenticity? Now, we've got a lot of show to go, including a very potent freedom activation that we want to make sure you receive when you're with us right now. So we're going to take just a quick break, drink a glass of water, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you right now.
Happy New Year! Happy 2018! May the glorious energy of anchored stability of Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda guide you into a year that will truly defy anything the mind could create. So let's just let go of our mind while we're here together and move into the magnificence of this extraordinary and most powerful moment. And thank you, my loves, for joining us right now. We're honored to be with you.
You know, one of the things that's a beautiful opportunity for us is to recognize that 2018 is what we call a prime year. It reduces to an 11. Now, the energy of the 11 is truly an opportunity, not only to connect with your divine origin, but also to reconcile any unfinished things that are coming forward, because it's a soul, we talked about it earlier.
Well, it's a mirror.
The mirror of that which has gone before, that the wisdom of that is available to you now.
Exactly. Remember that the energy of the 11 in the ascended numerological process, 11 is the energy of 1 plus 1 ever equaling the one. So you want to talk about having oneness thrown in front of us.
And so if you think about that a little deeper, this 1 plus 1 energy, the 11, offers you the opportunity of deep contentment.
Woo!
To be content with yourself, to love yourself, and then through that energy to see the same in others, that I am content with others,
yes.
I love others. There
yes.
is no boundary or push energy. It's the 1 plus 1
equaling one. I love that. And you know, isn't that the ultimate namaste, my angels? This is also about divine service through presence, right? So when you give yourself the gift of accepting who you are, and we talked a lot about this earlier, remember, and just to recap, there is a pervasive ancient memory that was triggered in 2017 amongst all beings on the planet. And how many people do you know have been revisiting anxiety issues or are having indigestion issues or heart issues or emotional challenges or really just having a quote-unquote rough time? Well, you know, we sincerely understand. This is because everyone was triggered. And when people are triggered, when animals are triggered, when anyone is triggered, oftentimes the default response is fear or reactivity. And so there's been a lot of fear of reactivity. And as Archangel Zadkiel says, there's been a lot of pain of the pain. And when we are feeling that, a way to feel safe that is not ascended, remember, this is a common way to feel safe in the world of 3D, is to join with others who are in pain and to perpetuate the pain by collectively coming together and agreeing that things are horrible. When we do that, we're saying yes to a level of consciousness. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We all grow. Sometimes we need to grow through becoming so afraid and so overwhelmed that it forces us to surrender.
Yeah, and so this energy of the 11, the prime number year, will also accelerate those who are already anchored in imbalance, meaning
exactly.
they find stability through
in imbalance,
through chaos,
yeah.
through repetitive cycles of lack and dysfunction. And so when the 1-1 energy comes forward, remember we talked about I'm content with myself. Well, in the inharmonious application of it, it means I'm all about myself.
I bet you guys know some of those people.
And instead of I'm content with me and I am content with thee, it's just take care of me and thee is the problem.
Well, remember, you know, remember that.
That's the polarity side of it.
It is. Now, remember, Shanti Bhakti Ananda is peace, love, joy. And when those are out of balance, that becomes first, second, and third chakra issues. The first chakra, when it is out of balance, is all about make me safe. And it screams to make me safe. And it's all about me first. And so there's a lot of people right now and a lot of beings who aren't even aware of it that are stuck in their first chakra. Some are revisiting it. Some are there for the first time. But the reality is that our planet, because the planetary thought body has been carrying so much fear energy, it's basically wanting you to kind of collapse into the first chakra, because in the first chakra, you're easily controlled, right? You're easily controlled. Yet, when we can transfer the energy of the first chakra into the peace of knowing we are a master in form, we took birth at this moment in time to be here for this collective amazing experience, we are clear that we are the co-creator, then we transform that into peace, knowing that we are safe. And then we move from that peace to the love. And that's the second chakra, the chakra of divine creation, where we carry our dream and manifest it. How many people do you know feel like their dreams are never going to happen or feel like 2017 beat them up or just so engaged right now in the fear and the polarity? They have forgotten the bhakti, the love of self. The love that remembers that you, my angel, are loved so much that you are here right now as a master in form to experience all of this. And the moment you claim that as your truth, you claim the bhakti, the love, as your truth, all of the fear dissipates and you start creating the life of your dreams. Peace, shanti, love, bhakti. That brings us to that third chakra, joy, right? And when we are out of joy, the third chakra is all about power. Now, what's coming in right now? Lots and lots and lots of power. So I bet you know a lot of people right now that are having some stomach issues, maybe unable to eat, unable to digest. When we look at this year, right now, 2018, that arrow hitting the bullseye in the power or the empowerment of this first of two blue supermoons and the second of the Trinity, we have to look at our third chakra and say, am I ready to claim my empowerment? And when we say yes to that, we ignite what? We ignite the Ananda. We ignite the bliss, and it shoots up through our heart, goes right up out of our crown. We almost lift up out of our body, and it's as if somebody ripped a veil off of our eyes, and we're looking around going, wow. We see possibilities that have always been there. We see things we didn't know were there, and we are ready.
We are indeed ready. And each one of us has the opportunity to make this be the moment of divine empowerment.
Absolutely.
Because power is not about dominion. It's not about hierarchy. Those are the
illusions.
Yeah, the powers of separation, the powers of density.
Yeah.
Empowerment is the recognition that creation is your birthright, and creativity combined with love and wisdom only produce joyful creations.
Mm.
I'll tell you what, joyful creations.
Do we have joyful creations? We've had a full bank of phone lines the whole show.
Here we go. We're heading to line one, and we're going to say hi to Helen from California.
Namaste. Welcome, Angel.
Woohoo! Thank you, Sri and Kira, for helping me and so many of us to not only get through 2017, but for many moons and years. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you and send you my love and my gratitude for that you truly are the divine light that help us see our life from a perspective that is truly from the divine. I am so looking forward to 2018, and I was so hoping I can connect with you and get a mini soul reading to help me step forward to this upcoming year that I know it would be amazing, but I would need a little guidance. I would want to step forward under the wisdom and light that you two can help us connect to.
Well, thank you for the honor, and you got to love that you got right through, and that, you know, Helen, I'm just, my heart is so smiling that here we are talking about this 11 year as the one plus the one equaling one, and you're right here on line one. And as you were talking about, it's just too awesome. You got to love it. And as you were sharing your visioning and your request, I actually saw this monk, and it looks like His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He has that exact bowing before you with this soft smile and his hands held up in prayer position, sending you this telepathic information saying, when did you ever forget that you were the master, that you are whole, that you are complete, and that as you move forward in happiness with who you are and what you do, you are the God goddess ready to be able to co-create. And that's the message they want you to hear. It's like, you're ready. You are the one. And so it's like, it's just knowing that. It's saying yes to that. And today is the moment. You have an extra special support moment right in front of you right now. So I pray, I have my hands in prayer position, that you will take advantage of that this evening, that you will remember that this evening. And we are all better because you are here on the planet. Thank you, my love.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, truly, truly, it's so important to remember that we have the opportunity to relax into divine trust.
Oh, yes. With every breath.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to trust that we have a caller on line two, and I'm going to welcome Donna from Colorado.
Colorado. Namaste, Donna. Welcome, Angel.
Hi, Sri and Kira. First, I just want to say I'm not able, of course, to be with you at Tulsa Blue Mountain today, but I'm there in spirit, and will be with you all evening, and I'm so grateful to you too. I feel like I have had so many shifts this year, and a lot of that is due to the classes that I've taken with you and the things that I've done. And I just would like a mini soul reading to just see, where am I at? Where do I focus? There's so many things swirling for next year, but is there a particular place that I need to focus more as the year comes?
Well, thank you for asking. You know, Donna, first and foremost, we feel you here. We know you're here. There are, you know, we have about 40 people here from around the world, but we feel like we have 400,000 here. We just feel you all, you know, you're, and so yes, you are here. And I just want to honor that. I also see you with this beautiful, it looks to me actually to be like a Shiva eye on your third eye right now. And what I'm hearing very clearly is they're saying that, and I giggled when you started saying there's so many things, because right before you said that, I actually heard you've got to be more focused. You need to pick the one thing that makes you the happiest. And even if that's something that you're not doing as like your livelihood, give it more attention and let it spill over. They're saying that there is a radiation around you that is seeking to support you as long as you are really clear on what brings you the greatest joy. And if you spend more time in those activities and doing that work, so to speak, they're using the word work kind of in quotes, that it will actually expand out. And I'm seeing you like you're a sun and there's all these rays of light and it's touching everything else, and everything becomes literally lighter and easier and more revelatory. It's like answers and clarity. And then like around August, it looks like it's all weaving together, and it almost looks like a crystalline patchwork quilt where everything kind of weaves together and you're like, wow, had I known it was going to be that easy, I would have done that a lot sooner. And that's what they want you to hear, my angels. So namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
No, and to you, my love, Happy New Year. And, you know, to all of you that are listening, again, 2018 is the year of anchored stability through Shanti Bhakti Ananda. It means that your first, second, and third chakras are all going to have a rich opportunity to either soar you up into the universe or drag you into density. And the key is that if you discover that you are having a, let's just call it a density brain cramp moment.
A density moment.
That's just the moment to remember that you are not that. It's just a reminder that your mastery is seeking to be front forward.
It's a reminder to be kind to yourself.
Yes.
Because the energy of kindness is the universal expansion of that which is wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
Kindness is indeed, when we're able to call kindness forward, even if we're frightened, even if we're triggered, when we can call forward the energy of kindness to be mindful and considerate of our own needs and the needs of others, we are then creating the ascended world.
Yes.
And the ascended presence has room to express.
Woohoo! It does. And, you know, we've been talking about this freedom activation, and let's just sneak in one more caller, and then we want to do this freedom activation with you.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to head to line three, and we'll say hi to Linda from California.
Namaste, Linda. Welcome, my love.
Hi, Sri and Kara. Can you hear me?
We sure can. You sound great.
Oh, my God. Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, I just want to thank you so much for everything and all the courses that I've taken. And I'm so thrilled. I already started doing your exercise for New Year's Eve tonight. I already did some writing, got rid of a lot of gunk. And believe me, a lot of gunk. So I'm ready to move on, and I'm also so thrilled. I can't be there with you. I'm there in spirit, but I'm so thrilled that my Mari is there with you. She is just over the moon. And I told her to give you guys a big hug for me and that I would definitely get down there one of these days. So I just wanted to thank you and maybe for a little mini soul reading to shoot me off into the new year.
Well, you know, I love that you said shoot because you are like a shooting star. And I also want to share with you that your beloved angel Mari has already transferred those wishes to us. She is radiant. She is doing amazing, as are you. Your energy keeps showing to me like a shooting star. And it's like I see you as this big ball of light, and it's just like whoosh. And what they're saying is all you need to do is decide where you want to land. It's like you've got the momentum, you've got the energy, you've got everything you need around you. And they're saying now it's time for you to decide, okay, what do I really want to do with that? And I really bow before you doing the practice that we sent. I'm grateful that you were on the newsletter list and that you got the New Year's practice. And I see your energy field and you really did it. So congratulations as far as the first part. Now, anchor. And they're saying dream big, manifest beautifully, and it's time for you to release and relax into the life of your dreams. Thank you, Angel, for calling in. I'm so glad we got to connect with you. And I'll let Mari know you called.
Oh, thank you. Love you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my love. Many blessings. So to all of you right now, we'll try to squeeze in a few more callers, but for all of you right now, we would be remiss if we did not offer to you the Freedom Activation, because this is a wondrous year of mirrored expansion energy. And so when we're in a year of great mirrored energy, what it means is that whatever you establish, whatever you focus on with great commitment, and whatever you bring your energy, your heart, and your love to is going to be mirrored back to you infinitely. I mean, take that in. Are you guys really ready to claim that gift into your life? Because this is the year to bring your heart to the project and your love to service and put that into action. And so we want to offer you this practice to assist you to remain in the blessing of infinite expansion. And this is simply known as the Freedom Activation. And this practice is actually a gift from the ancient Essene brethren that lived many, many eons ago on this planet. And because it's such a beautiful and blessed time on our planet, it's time for you to recognize that there is also great freedom energy. All you need to do is claim it. And so take a moment, take a deep breath, relax. Woo.
Because when we take a conscious breath, we move into present time. So just trust that your mind is slowing down, we're breathing, we're coming into present time.
Relax out. If it's safe to close your eyes, you can do that too. And Sri's just going to walk us through the Freedom Activation.
So now take the fingers of both hands and hold them to your heart. Breathe deeply and allow all resistance to release as you pull your fingers away. Imagine that these fingers, as they touch your heart, have great capacity to withdraw, like withdraw toxins, withdraw all that no longer serves you. And you breathe in and you simply lift it away.
Now, beloved ones, I'm doing this kind of like I have my fingers just kind of like lightly on the center of my chest, and then I'm breathing in. And when I exhale, I'm just kind of like touching, just and bringing it away. It's like you're combing it away. You're just releasing it all. You're combing it away.
And this is a time that we're just releasing the energy. There's no need to explore. We're in that state of divine union. So once again, breathing deeply, fingers on the heart center. And notice as you lift your fingers away, lifting out the toxins, that your fingers become radiant beings of crystalline light, and you feel the energy of transmutation, that you feel the energies transform and lift as if by the sacred containers that are always available to transmute the energies of chaos, that they're there for you as you open to receiving this gift.
And as you bring your fingers to your heart again, simply breathe in and release again. And notice how much lighter you are. This is the true freedom. True freedom comes when our heart has been freed, when we release all that is the illusion, and we are simply free to be in the Shanti, the bhakti and the ananda of the truth of who we are. This is true freedom. The energy of January specifically is going to be all about authenticity and very much about lifting through those first three chakras. Are you concerned about safety, sex, and power, or are you ready to claim peace, love, and joy? When you relax into the trust of your divine presence, you anchor your stability. 2018 is a year that will invite every being on this planet to anchor their stability. The choice of how you anchor that stability is a glorious one, and the energy of support is hitting like an arrow right now as that moon waxes. This evening, if you get a chance to connect with the full moon, and if not tonight, over the next few days, bring the reverent freedom activation to the moon. Gaze up at the moon, touch your fingers to your heart, comb away all. Gaze into the moon, moon gaze, bring in the light, bring in the light, bring in the light, and feel the wave of support, the sonic transmission of divine energy. Empower your dreams to manifest, to bring the flow, because you have that gift ready before you, laid at your feet right now.
Freedom is your birthright, and choosing to release the toxic stuff from the past is as easy as lifting it out of your energy field.
It's literally 1, 2, 3. It's Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda. And my angels, remember, there is so much to share that this is a two-part show, so you want to be here next week. And for all of you that were still holding on the phone lines, please, please, please call in early next week.
We look forward to connecting with you verbally then, but right now.
But our love is with you now, and so is all of our heart and passion.
We feel you, and we acknowledge all of you that are connecting. And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you breathe deeply, trust, and know that all is truly well.
Happy New Year, and namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.